we'll talk about mirror symmetry and its applications. And this is based on works, including collaboration works with Kumran Bafa, Amer Iqbal, Mina Aganagic, Andreas Karch, David Tong. And also there's a related work by Aganagic and Bafa. Mirror symmetry is a duality in 2.2 theories in 1 plus 1 dimensions, which interchange vector and axial U1R symmetries. And in the case of nonlinear sigma model, it interchanges scalar class and complex structure. And in more general language, it interchanges symplectic geometric structure and complex analytic geometric structure. And there are many examples found. One is the case of complex torus. Then mirror symmetry is nothing but T-duality along the middle dimensions. And this is a completely understood example. And there are other examples, more non-trivial manifold than complex torus. And these are mostly conjectures. And the question is how these non-trivial examples can emerge, how they are related to T-duality in the case of complex torus, or is there a change of variables that relates the two mirror pairs, just like in T-duality. And there are many motivations to better understand mirror symmetries. One is string compactification, supersymmetric string compactification, say to four dimensions. And for example, prepotential for n equal to 2 compactification or superpotential for n equal to 1 compactification can be computed effectively using mirror symmetry. And also, mirror symmetry can be considered as a duality in supersymmetric quantum field theory. And there are many examples, many interesting supersymmetric SUSY quantum field theory dualities. For example, in 4D electric magnetic duality, in 3D Coulomb-Higgs duality. And 2D, there's a mirror symmetry. And if we understand mirror symmetry better, then maybe we can learn more, or maybe you can understand better about these higher dimensional duality. And third motivation is geometry. So it may give us interesting relations between symplectic geometry and complex analytic or algebraic geometry. And I will give a derivation of, indeed, find a derivation of mirror symmetry. And so I will first explain about this. Derivation in the simple cases, but not as simple as complex torus. The basic setup is the linear sigma model. Let's consider U1 gauge theory, 2.2 supersymmetric U1 gauge theory, with n charge 1 chiral superfield. And the theory also contains vector superfield or its field strength sigma, defined this way, which is a twisted chiral superfield. And the Lagrangian of this gauge theory is given by this. These are standard kinetic terms. And this is the twisted F term, where T is the complex combination of phi Lioplos and theta angle. So in components, it has kinetic term and also potential term for phi, like this, where phi Lioplos parameter enters here. And also theta angle appears, of course, as in this way. And this potential is like wine bottle-like, has shaped like wine bottle. And vacuum manifold is defined by this equation, or this equal to 0, modded out by U1, because I'm considering U1 gauge theory. And this is CPn minus 1. And the mass of the transverse mode is of order e times square root of r. So in the limit where we take e to infinity, this transverse mode becomes infinitely heavy, and we get CPn minus 1 nonlinear sigma model. And by generalizing gauge group to more general abelian group and generalizing the charges to more general charges, you get, as a vacuum manifold, some class of Kähler manifold called toric manifold. And also you can add superpotential for phis. Then you will get sigma model on a hypersurface or some submanifold of toric manifold. The basic idea of finding the mirror description is T-duality, actually. So in the case of, which is just, T-duality is just the duality between sigma model and a circle to the sigma model and a circle, but radius is inverted, and the winding and momentum are interchanged. For example, so in particular, if you have winding configuration in this side, then it will be, this will correspond to insertion of this kind of vertex operator that increase the number of momentum by one unit. And we apply this T-duality to the phase of phi, of each phi, where phi is the chiral super, charged chiral superfield. Let's just focus on the case where the number of chiral superfield is 1. Then if you do this duality transformation on the phase of phi, you get twisted chiral superfield. So these are related. So this argument of phi is related to imaginary part of y by T-duality, where y is a periodic field of period 2 pi in the imaginary direction. And the real part is just given by renaming this gauge invariant composite by just real part of y. And the fact that it is charged, if phi is charged, y is neutral, but it is coupled to the gauge field as the dynamical theta angle, like this. So y appears in the twisted superpotential here, like coupled linearly to y. Oh, sorry, sigma, which is field strength. So this is what you get as the twisted superpotential after dualization. But this is not the end of the story. What is crucial is the presence of instanton. As I remarked, the potential is like wine bottle shaped, so it admits vortex solution, and it's a vortex instanton in 1 plus 1 dimensions, and you can have supersymmetric vortex where argument of phi has winding number 1 around some point, the core of the vortex. And this will generate a superpotential term like this. And it does generate, and you can add this term to the thing which has been obtained by dualization. And this is actually the exact superpotential. You cannot write any other expression which respect holomorphy, R symmetry, and also some suitable asymptotic condition. And you can generalize this to more general gauge theory. So if you consider U1 to the K gauge group with N supercharged field, chiral superfield, with charge Q1A to QNA, where A runs from 1 to K. A is the index for the gauge group. Then for each chiral superfield, you obtain twisted chiral superfield. And this is the term that appears after dualization. So indeed, y again couples to the gauge field as dynamical theta angle. And also instantons, vortex instanton generates these terms. And also you can consider adding superpotential for phis, but superpotential parameters that enters in the superpotential cannot mix with parameters enters into the twisted superpotential. So even if you add superpotential phi to describe sigma model on the submanifold on the toric manifold, you get dual theory, which has the same twisted superpotential. But the parameters of the superpotential can indeed enter in the Kähler potential, so it changes the Kähler potential. Now, let's consider the sigma model limit where we take gauge coupling constant to infinity. Then in that limit, this gauge field becomes heavy. Gauge multiplet becomes heavy, so it is appropriate to integrate it out. Then you obtain this constraint from the linear term in sigma. And we are left with this superpotential for variables y1 to yn constrained by these equations. And so what we have obtained is the following mirror pair. So if you consider nonlinear sigma model on this toric manifold, defined by this D term equation modded out by u1 to the k gauge group, with theta term, B field, which is given by the theta angle, then the mirror is the Landau-Ginzburg model on C star to the n minus k, which is defined by this equation. And the superpotential is this. So in this way, mirror pair of theories are found or derived. So this is the basic story for the derivation of mirror symmetry. And from now on, I will give two applications. One is applications for D-brains. What we want to know is, for example, how D-brains are transformed under mirror pairs, under mirror symmetry, and how this is useful in any way. So considering D-brain is to consider wall sheet theory, where the wall sheet has boundary. And we would like to consider supersymmetric boundary conditions. And there are two kinds of supersymmetric boundary conditions depending on which combination of supercharges are preserved. One is called A-type, and the other is called B-type. And if you consider nonlinear sigma model on some Kähler manifold X, where X is a Kähler manifold, so it defines a symplectic structure, which is a Kähler form, or it has also a complex structure. And you can also consider adding superpotential, which is a holomorphic function on X. This will give you Landau-Ginzburg model. Now, let's consider D-brain wrapped on some submanifold gamma of X, supporting some gauge potential A on this walled volume gamma. Then this D-brain, the natural boundary condition associated with this D-brain, preserve A-type supersymmetry if gamma is a Lagrangian submanifold of X, and if A is flat, and if there's a bulk superpotential W, then imaginary part of W must be constant along gamma. It preserves B-type supersymmetry when if gamma is a complex submanifold of X and A is a holomorphic connection, and if there's a bulk superpotential, superpotential must be a constant on X. Now let's consider A-type brain on nonlinear sigma model side and B-type brain on Lander-Ginzburg side. So, for example, you can consider this torus, which is defined by phi I squared to be a constant, and Wilson line AI along this I circle. This is a Lagrangian submanifold. And it's easy to, by following this argument, that this is mirrored or by dualization, by repeating the dualization process in the presence of the boundary. And you can find that it is mirrored to D0 brain at yi equal to si, where si is a complex combination of ci and ai. And you can also realize this D brain as a boundary interaction on the wall sheet boundary. And in that way, you can promote this SI parameter to some superfield living on the boundary, which is a special superfield, like something like chiral superfield on the boundary. But you must there is a constraint that the superpotential must be a constant on the D brain. So this boundary chiral superfield must be constrained by this equation. If you do this, then you can generalize. Then what you obtain in the nonlinear sigma model side is more general Lagrangian submanifolds than just this, than this torus. And because SI can vary, the mirror side is a holomorphic, higher dimensional holomorphic cycle. And one use of this mirror is that computing the number of disk instantons. So if, for example, if you consider this kind of torus toroidal D brain in the massive theory, it is the disk instanton can be computed very purely classically or algebraically using this topological field theory, open topological field theory, constructed from by twisting this Landau-Ginzburg model. And also, if you choose linear, if you consider SI to be linear in some in a single variable, in a case where the X is a special is a toric Calabi-Yau threefold, then what you get here is a special Lagrangian. And if you choose the quotient of the linear functional appropriately, then what you get here is a special Lagrangian submanifold. And it is mirrored to two brain in the Landau-Ginzburg side. And you can compute the space-time superpotential in this side as some kind of open analog of period integral, which has been proposed by Witten, and which has been used in a similar context by Kashiro, Katz, Lawrence, McGreevy. And this computation was done in a very nice work by Aganagic and Bafa. And it does lead to some prediction on the number of disk instantons. Now, let's next consider the case where we consider B-type D brain here and A-type D brain here. If you consider the case where the target space is a CP2, then the mirror Landau-Ginzburg superpotential is this kind of affine Toda type superpotential, and it has three critical points corresponding to three vacua. And there are very special class of vector bundles on X. So you can consider D brains supporting, wrapped totally on CP2 and supporting those vector bundles. These are just line bundles. And you can, by following the duality transformation, you can see that it is middle dimensional Lagrangian submanifold in this C-star 32, whose image in the superpotential plane is a straight line emanating from the critical, those three critical points. And you can analyze the open string, ground states of open strings stretched between whose one end has support, whose one end corresponds to D brain supporting one of these brains, one of these bundles, and the other side supports, corresponds to the brains supporting the other, one of these bundles. And the ground state, space of ground state is an X group, some kind of cohomology group of a pair of bundles, and it corresponds to some kind of Landau-Ginzburg generalization of some kind of cohomology group called flare cohomology group. And also, there's an operation of bundles called mutation of bundles that will be discussed in the talk by, in the next talk by Govind Darajan. And this corresponds to brain creation in the Landau-Ginzburg side. And if X is a toric Calabi-Yau, it is one interesting thing to consider is what's the stable, well, what's the BPS brain, BPS D brain in this side, and this is defined by stability condition, which is which will be explained in perhaps explained by Douglas' talk. And this will correspond to special Lagrangian submanifold in the mirror side. And this has not been completely worked out yet, but it will, I think it will lead to a geometric understanding of this stability condition, just like string junction picture for the BPS particles in n equal to 2 gauge theories in four dimensions. Now, let me explain about another application, which is the application to 3D mirror. 3D n equal to 4 supersymmetry algebra has R symmetry, which is which has factorized form like SU2 times SU2, SU2 vector and SU2 hyper. And there's a mirror symmetry also in three dimensions, and it, which interchanges SU2 hyper and SU2 vector and Higgs branch and Coulomb branch. And there's a abelian mirror pair, which is a conjecture found by geometric engineering in string theory. So there's no field, there's no field theoretical derivation of this mirror. Some U1 to the K gauge theory and U1 to the M minus K gauge theory with charges related in this way, and phi Leopold and mass terms, masses are interchanged. And you can gauge some of some part of the R symmetry group to obtain lower, smaller number of supersymmetric gauge theories. And what you get is 3D n equal to 2 transformance theories, mirror pairs of 3D n equal to 2 transformance theories. And here we had hypers because we had n equal to 4. Here we have chirals by appropriate gauging, and you get a mirror pairs of transformance theories. And you can consider compactifying this mirror pair and on the circle of radius R. So one over R gives the UV cutoff from the, and if you consider, you can consider this theory as two-dimensional theory whose UV cutoff is given by one over R. And if you start with Higgs branch, it goes down just to nonlinear sigma model on toric manifold. And if you start with Coulomb branch, you get some theory on the Coulomb branch. But if there are infinitely many Kaluza-Klein mode, and that generates just by one loop computation some superpotential. And by taking this one over R going to infinity limit, you get e to the something super potential shape that looks like e to the something. And this is precisely the form what we have obtained here. So these mirrors, 3D mirror, were actually conjectures coming from string theory. But we have evidence for this by going down to two dimensions. And this evidence shows that it's these mirror symmetries in three dimensions is not merely an infrared duality, because this mirror symmetry holds true even if you consider theory formulated in a small space, compactified on a circle of small radius. And also, this superpotential is generated by vortex in this side. And also from this point of view, it just generated by just one loop computation where electrons runs in the loop. So this shows also that this vortex in this side is an instanton, but here is a particle. And this shows that vortex and electrons are related in a precise way. And let me just summarize. So I have shown that mirror symmetry can be derived by a combination of T-duality and taking into account of vortex instanton effect. And that can be applied to learn about D-brains and also to about 3D mirror symmetry. Now, there are many possible generalizations. One is to consider, so in today's talk, I have just considered abelian gauge theory. So this nonlinear sigma model came from linear sigma model, which is a abelian gauge theory, but it would be interesting to generalize to the case of non-abelian gauge theories. And also, it would be very interesting if you can repeat what we have did or extend to the case where the number of supercharges are smaller, like 0.2 theories. Or what we have seen is that if you consider T-duality, where the radius shrinks, then what it does is that it generates some potential term. And it would be interesting whether such phenomena is generic or not. And there are interesting duality without supersymmetry, like those found by Fatiev and Zamolochkov, and that looks very much like this mirror symmetry. That is a duality between 2D black hole background and Sine-Liouville theory. And of course, it would be interesting to explore more about D brains, how the D brains are transformed, or how that can be used under mirror symmetry, and also orientifold, which I haven't talked at all here. And also, it is interesting to explore whether this 2D mirror symmetry, what you can learn from this 2D mirror symmetry about higher dimensional gauge theories. So let me just show one observation. If you start with 4D n equal to 1 supersymmetric Jahn-Mills theory with, say, gauge group SU2, then there's a effective superpotential found by Veneziano and Yankelevich, like 2 S log S. And if you compactify this theory on S1 down to 3 dimensions, you get 3D n equal to 2 theory with a Sine Gordon type superpotential. But if you compactify further down to 2 dimensions by compactifying on the 2 torus, you get 2.2 supersymmetric sigma model whose target space is flat connections of SU2 gauge group on T2. And this is known to be CP1 by the work of Lo Ying Hao. And so you get CP1 sigma model, and we have found that this is the effective superpotential of this linear sigma model, dual description. And if you integrate out sigma, you get sine Gordon. If you integrate out y's, you get 2 sigma log sigma. And I don't actually know what this means, but I think this means something important. For example, in finding a better description for the n equal to 1 super Yamil's theory, better than this Venetian and Yankelevich type of thing. So I stop here. Thank you.
Time for question. If there are no questions, let's thank the speaker again.